Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MT. That is me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. Let's digitally, virtually chat face to face. Monday through Thursday, I talk health because it truly is our wealth. And then on Fridays, one of my favorite shows is our remix FBF. It normally stands for Flashback Friday, but here at Cut to the Chase at 8, we remix it and we call it Favorite Brand Fridays. Then on Saturdays, we talk healthy relationships. Sunday, we talk about what fills your soul. So today, I wanted to talk about an actual product. It's kind of vegan-ish. And I wanted to talk about two films and one television show. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from my sponsor and then we'll jump right into this very important episode. Episode 320. We're in our third season of Cut to the Chase at 8. So for all of my faithful listeners, subscribers, sponsors, supporters, and anyone who shares this podcast and you enjoy this podcast, thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, you can listen on 10 different platforms, regardless if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can listen on multiple platforms. And if you'd like to continue this conversation, you could go to Facebook at Official Madison Chase Fitness, on Instagram and Twitter, Madison Chase Fitness, and then on Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. If you'd like to financially support this podcast, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Again, it's 213-538-2348. Now, let's jump into this episode. All right, episode 320. Let's talk about this Friday's Favorite Brand Friday. So if you have been listening to this podcast, you know I struggle with allergies and they are awful. And I have tried literally every natural organic thing. And my best friend Chanel, who is a registered nurse who now lives in Hawaii, she suggested bee pollen. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting, because bee pollen and or honey that is actually from bees that pollinate the plants in the area that I'm in. So I used to only have allergies in Texas, but now the allergies are in California. So I don't know if that's because California has probably the worst air quality or not. Who knows? So this is my vegan-ish brand, because you aren't actually killing the bees, you're just collecting their honey. I know some vegans would disagree with me, but that's okay. I am doing the best I can to try to not take actual medication, even though sometimes I break down and I take Zyrtex, and it is not something I like. Or if it's really bad, I will take Benadryl, which I'm not a fan of because it makes me super, super sleepy. So let's look at the benefits of actually royal jelly and or bee pollen, and it has some really good benefits in terms of allergy relief. So it relieves inflammation, it works as an antioxidant, it boosts the liver health, it boosts and strengthens the immune system, and it could ease symptoms of menopause for ladies who might be experiencing that, and reduce stress and speed up healing. So I found this brand thanks to my friend Carlin Hafiz, and this brand is called Eco Bee Farms. So they have royal jelly. They actually have bee pollen that looks like a little, like little pellets, right? And you actually could put it in like tea, or you could just take it in a spoon with a spoon. Propolis, honey, and they have some really interesting stuff. They actually have a energy drink that looks pretty interesting too. So that is the bee. The website is ysorganic.com. I will actually do a video of this and put the actual brand of the bee pollen that you could actually probably find. This company, I think they are a wholesale company, so you could actually get their products if you are a distributor or own a grocery store or market. Okay, so that is my new favorite brand. And now let's talk about a film that I saw recently, and I did the red carpet for it and had an opportunity to interview Shaquille O'Neal and the writer Jay, who is a attorney. He is a working attorney, and he works in the foster care system. And probably like maybe 2 months ago, I am working on a program for a high school here in Los Angeles that is one of the few African-American high schools, and the percentage of foster care students was mind-blowing to me. And then the percentage of those students who actually are in foster care and have a foster parent, but they go to school hungry. And that was mind-blowing to me, because I thought about when I was in high school and to have to deal with the trauma of not having a parent, but then the trauma of coming to school every day and being hungry and not being able to just perform. So I was like, this is crazy. So when I saw this movie, I'd started my process of understanding what it means to be a foster care parent, but then also the entire system. So I started looking into that. So when I came to this red carpet at the Pan African Film Festival and had an opportunity to interview Shaq, who I've been around a couple of times, and he is one of the nicest guys. So it's a great interview, but I think there were some people who asked some very inappropriate questions on the carpet, which I never understand. Like, why would you ask him a question that doesn't pertain to the movie Foster Boy? But that's another topic, because I was a little pissed off. Like, I wanted to take over the carpet. My Leo side came out, and I was like, don't ask any more questions about like that, unless it has anything to do with, it must have something to do with this movie. But that's another story. So I am going to be heavily involved in trying to make sure that this movie comes to a theater near you and or at Netflix, one of the two. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is there were some great actors in that movie too. So I did finally see the Photograph film. It was so everything that I thought it would be. It reminded me of If Beale Street Could Talk by James Baldwin, who actually shares the same birthday as me, which is August 3rd. And I thought it was amazing. So I think what people are used to, because I heard mixed reviews, is that we have seen so many caricatures of Black love, Black relationships, that the idea of really uncovering like real relationships and having real conversations. And oftentimes there is awkward silence when you first meet someone. And so I think to see a film that actually has awkward silence and not really knowing how to communicate and a real relationship, and what does that really look like, you know, between an African-American man and an African-American woman, we haven't seen it. So I was excited to see it. I loved everything about the movie. The music was amazing. The acting was amazing. The chemistry was amazing. It had some comedy moments in there. So it starred Issa Rae, Lakeith Stanfield, Lil'Rel Howery, and Tiana Parrish, and it was a really great film. So next I want to talk about one of my new favorite shows. It is on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it's called Cherish the Day by Ava DuVernay. It stars Alana Miller, Alano Miller, and Zosia Rockmore. and you've probably seen her in other things. Alana, you have seen him in other things as well. But beautiful story, very well written. Michael Beach and Cicely Tyson also star in this amazing television show. It premiered February 11th. You could watch it on a couple of different apps, mainly the Oprah Winfrey Network app. I think she has her own app. And then if you have a local television, whether it's DirecTV or some other thing, Roku, you could watch it as well. But I would highly recommend this television show. It is like pretty much the only thing I'm watching, except for maybe This Is Us. I haven't caught up on This Is Us, but yeah, I love the relationship on This Is Us between, they're like the new Claire and Cliff Huxtable of The Cosby Show. So thank you guys so much for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And guess what? We will chat tomorrow, Saturday, all about healthy relationships. So thank you for listening, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.